Shards of Creation Sanderson Cosmere card game, where to buy, restock, and is it worth it? Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Yes, Shards of Creation is worth it for Sanderson fans and trick-taking players alike. It's a clever 2-4 player, 30-minute trick-taker where the 8 suits are Brandon Sanderson's Shards of Adenalsium, each with its own values and special abilities. It released to retail June 24, 2026, so if one shop is out of stock, check a different retailer before resorting to a marketplace markup. Brandon Sanderson's Cosmere finally has a card game that doesn't ask you to have read all 16 books first. Shards of Creation takes 8 of the Shards of Adenalsium, turns each into a suit with its own personality, and wraps the whole thing in 30 minutes of trick-taking. The real question for most people isn't whether it's good, it's whether they can get a copy at a fair price, so let's settle both. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What exactly is Shards of Creation? Shards of Creation is a trick-taking card game set in Brandon Sanderson's Cosmere, published by Brotherwise Games under license from Dragonsteel and designed by Hayden Dillard. The twist that makes it more than a reskinned deck of cards, the 8 suits are 8 of the Shards of Adenalsium, Autonomy, Cultivation, Devotion, Dominion, Honor, Odium, Preservation, and Ruin. Each shard is its own suit with its own card values and a unique ability drawn from its lore, so the deck shifts character depending on which shards are in play. The card art is by Medusa Dollmaker in an Art Nouveau style, and several shards received their first-ever official canon depictions here, which is part of why the Cosmere community paid attention well before launch. How does Shards of Creation actually play? At the start of a game, you select a number of shards based on your player count. The cards tied to those chosen shards form a common deck that every player draws their hand from, so no two games use the same mix of suits unless you choose them to. Each round, the first player to act sets the lead shard. Everyone else must follow that shard if they can. If they can't, they may play toward a randomly selected secondary shard. The trick goes to the highest value card of the lead shard, or of that round's random shard. It's classic follow-suit trick-taking with a rotating wildcard layered on top. The depth lives in the shard abilities. Odium has players manipulating each other's scores, Ruin offers high-risk, high-reward scoring, Preservation plays defensively. Because you can win by leaning hard into one shard's influence or by forging a coalition of several, every game asks a slightly different strategic question. Is Shards of Creation worth it? The core engine is a tidy, replayable trick-taker that earns its place as a 30-minute filler, and the shard abilities give it more texture than most games in that price band. The replay math helps the value case. With 8 playable shards, there are roughly 70 shard combinations for a 2-3 player game and 56 for a 4-player game, so the deck stays fresh long past the first few sessions. You're not buying a one-and-done novelty. The honest caveat, if you actively dislike trick-taking games, the Cosmere paint job won't convert you. And if you've never read a word of Sanderson, you'll enjoy a solid card game but miss the layer of recognition that makes longtime readers grin when Odium hits the table. Where can I buy Shards of Creation? Dragonsteel Books, Brandon Sanderson's own storefront, and Brotherwise Games both list it directly, and it's distributed to local game stores through GTS, ACD, and other distributors, so your friendly local game store is a genuine option. Amazon carries it as well in a number of independent shops, Tanuki Games, Common Ground Games, Gamers Guild AZ, Miniature Market, The Haunted Game Cafe, and others stock it online. Because it's shipped through normal distribution rather than a one-off Kickstarter, supply is spread across many retailers. Did Shards of Creation sell out and is there a restock? Demand for Cosmere products is reliably high, and Sanderson tie-ins have a history of moving fast at launch, so it's entirely possible individual shops show as out of stock at any given moment. The important thing to know is that this is a normally distributed retail product, not a limited Kickstarter exclusive, which means restocks are expected rather than hoped for. If one retailer is sold out, the practical move is to check a different one before assuming the game is gone. With Dragonsteel, Amazon, and a wide net of local and online stores all carrying it, an out-of-stock banner at one shop rarely means the game is unavailable everywhere. For restock specifically, watch the Brotherwise and Dragonsteel storefronts and set a stock alert at a major retailer. That's a far better strategy than overpaying on a secondary marketplace. Should I pay scalper or resale prices for it? The game is being reprinted and restocked through standard channels, so the supply situation favors waiting a beat over overpaying today. The one scenario where a small premium might be defensible is shipping or import costs in a region where the game isn't distributed locally. Even then, compare total landed cost against ordering direct from Dragonsteel before you commit. Do I need to know the Cosmere to enjoy it? No prior Cosmere knowledge is required. Reviewers have specifically noted it's a great addition to any game library, even for players who aren't invested in Sanderson's universe. The rules stand entirely on their own as a trick-taker. That said, the theme rewards readers. If you know that odium is the shard of divine hatred or that ruin and preservation are locked in opposition, the mechanical abilities land as clever lore translations rather than abstract rules. Fans get an extra layer, newcomers lose nothing. Think of it the way you'd think of a well-themed party game. You can teach it to anyone in a couple of minutes, and the Sanderson reader at the table gets to be the one who explains why Dominion behaves the way it does. How many players is it best with? Shards of Creation supports 2 to 4 players, and the number of shards you draft scales with the count, so it genuinely adapts rather than just tolerating different player numbers. As a rough guide, the 2 to 3 player range unlocks the widest variety, around 70 possible shard combinations, which makes it a strong pick for couples and small groups who will replay it often. The 4-player game still offers 56 combinations and tends to play more cutthroat, since more hands mean more interaction with abilities like Odium score manipulation. If you mostly game as a duo or a trio, this is an easy recommendation. At 4, it's a lively filler. It simply doesn't stretch beyond 4, so larger groups will want to rotate players or pair it with something bigger. How does it compare to other quick trick takers? Shards of Creation sits comfortably in the modern 30-minute trick-taking conversation alongside games like The Crew, Cat in the Box, and Scout. What sets it apart is asymmetric suits. Most trick takers treat suits as interchangeable, while here each shard has its own values and a special ability. Against a cooperative trick taker like The Crew, shards is the more competitive, interactive experience. You're actively manipulating opponents through shard powers rather than silently solving a puzzle together. Against a pure abstract like Scout, it trades streamlined elegance for thematic flavor and variable setup. The practical takeaway: if your shelf already has a beloved trick taker, Shards earns its spot through the asymmetry and the theme, not by being objectively better. If you don't own a quick trick taker yet and there's a Sanderson reader in your group, it's an excellent first pick. What's in the box and how's the production? Shards of Creation is a compact card game, a deck built around the 8 shard suits plus the rules needed to draft and score them. There's no sprawling component list here. It's designed to be a portable, shuffle-and-go filler that fits on any shelf or in a bag. The standout production element is the art. Card illustrations come from Medusa Dollmaker in an Art Nouveau style, and the game served as the debut of official canon artwork for several shards, a genuine draw for collectors who care about how these figures are depicted. If you're expecting miniatures or a big board, this isn't that, and it isn't trying to be. Who should buy Shards of Creation? Buy it if you're a Sanderson reader who wants a Cosmere object that actually earns table time or a trick-taking fan hunting for a fresh take with asymmetric suits. It's also a smart, low-commitment gift at its price point, easy to teach, easy to love, hard to outgrow thanks to the combination math. It's a weaker fit if you only play heavy strategy games and find filler-length card games unsatisfying, or if trick-taking simply isn't your genre. The Cosmere theme is a bonus layer, not a reason to overhaul your taste. Final verdict, frequently asked questions, is Shards of Creation worth buying for the price? It's a replayable 30-minute trick taker with asymmetric suits, and the roughly 70 possible shard combinations for 2 to 3 players keep it fresh well beyond the first few games. Where is the best place to buy Shards of Creation? It's in wide retail distribution, so you don't need a marketplace reseller to find a copy. How much does Shards of Creation cost? Any listing charging significantly more than that is a resale markup, not a reflection of the game's actual price since it's a standard retail product rather than a limited release. How many players can play Shards of Creation? Shards of Creation plays with 2 to 4 players. The 2 to 3 player count offers the most shard combination variety, around 70, while the 4-player game is more cutthroat with 56 combinations. How long does a game of Shards of Creation take? A game of Shards of Creation takes about 30 minutes or less, making it a quick filler you can play in a single sitting or run several rounds of in an evening. Do I need to have read Brandon Sanderson's books to enjoy it? No, you do not need to have read any Sanderson books to enjoy Shards of Creation. Reviewers note it works as a standalone trick taker for anyone, though Cosmere readers get an extra layer of recognition from how each shard's ability reflects its lore. What kind of game is Shards of Creation? Shards of Creation is a trick-taking card game where the 8 suits are shards of Adenalsium from Brandon Sanderson's Cosmere. You follow a lead suit each round, and each shard has unique card values and a special ability that changes how the deck plays. When was Shards of Creation released? Shards of Creation released to retail on June 24, 2026 after opening for pre-order on May 22, 2026 through Dragonsteel's store. It was designed by Hayden Dillard and published by Brotherwise Games. Did Shards of Creation sell out and will it be restocked? Individual shops may show out of stock due to high Cosmere demand, but Shards of Creation is a standard distributed retail product, not a limited release, so restocks are expected. If one retailer is sold out, check another before considering a marketplace listing. Should I pay above retail price for Shards of Creation? Because the game is widely distributed and restocked through normal channels, inflated resale listings are charging for impatience rather than genuine scarcity. What are the 8 shards used as suits in the game? The 8 shards used as suits are Autonomy, Cultivation, Devotion, Dominion, Honor, Odium, Preservation, and Ruin. Each is an entirely unique suit with its own card values and a special ability drawn from its Cosmere lore. Is Shards of Creation good for 2 players? Yes, Shards of Creation works well for 2 players and actually unlocks the widest variety at the 2-3 player count with around 70 possible shard combinations. It's a strong pick for couples and small groups who will replay it often. How does Shards of Creation compare to the Crew? Shards of Creation is competitive and interactive while the Crew is cooperative, so they scratch different itches. Shards has you manipulating opponents through shard abilities, whereas the Crew has you silently solving a shared puzzle. Many players happily own both. Who designed and published Shards of Creation? Shards of Creation was designed by Hayden Dillard and published by Brotherwise Games under license from Brandon Sanderson's Dragonsteel for the Cosmere universe. The card art was created by Medusa Dollmaker in an Art Nouveau style.